Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God's House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy in the state of California. I would like you to know that we are aiming to come with you with a divine word of truth on tonight. And our subject tonight will be the tales of two cities, heaven and hell. And we will talk in depth about the two. We would like for you, if you would, to go in prayer. We're going to do a short prayer now. We're implementing prayer before the starting of our program. So I would like for you, that will, to bow your head in prayer with me. Father God, I thank you for allowing us to unite around the globe, to come as one in unity and on one accord. Father God, I ask you to touch those out there in digital radio land, God, that may not know that they have a friend. God, I want them to know they have a friend in Jesus. They may not know where they can go when they need a mega word, God. I want them to know that they can open up the word of God and read your word, and you will open up their understanding. God, I just thank you, Father, for assembling us together again on this evening, January the 22nd, 2013. I thank you for allowing me into your office space, into your homes, into your automobiles, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. And I just want you to know that Jesus is alive and well. And I want you to know that you don't have to continue in sin. You can give your life to Christ, but God is yet waiting. He's knocking at the door of your heart, waiting for you to come in and let him be the Lord of your life. God wants to reign inside of you. He wants to be your Lord and Savior. All you got to do is open up the door and allow him in. And I just want you to know that Jesus loves you, and I love you, and Jesus will welcome you in to his kingdom to be a citizen for God. God's word says that, I think it's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know, listeners, you that are out there in digital radio land, saints and friends, that God loves you. God loves you today, and God don't want you lost. And I want to explain a little bit about our subject on tonight. We're talking about a tale of two cities. Now, don't take that lightly as tale, as it's a fable, because it is not. This is a divine word of truth. Just as sure as I sitting here talking to you live on digital radio, there is a God that sits above those clouds. There is a heaven and there is a hell. There is a city called heaven and there is a place called hell. They are two different designations. For those that turn their back on God. For when God went to Calvary Cross over 2,000 years ago, God didn't just go because he wanted to go. God didn't go just because he thought it felt good. He didn't go because he thought he was just so nice and kind. God went because of us. God had to go and undo the sin that man brought about. And I want you to know today, saints and friends, you that are out there listening in radio digital land, that you is not your own. For you are bought with a price. God went all the way to Calvary Cross over 2,000 years ago to die on that old rugged cross for old, rich, undone sinner like you and I. And God give us a choice today, saints and friends and listeners. You that are out there in digital radio land, God give us a choice. He said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. You can't serve both God and Satan too. You have to love one and despise the other. But God give you opportunity today to choose which road you want to go. Do you want to live eternal with Jesus in that land where we'll never grow old? Where there'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more heartache. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more suffering. We will be where the saint will cease from trouble, and we shall all be at rest. I mean, we will live in that glory land called heaven that Jesus has prepared for those of us that love him and that is living according until his commandments. God said that I go to prepare a place for you. And when I go prepare a place for you where I am, ye may be also. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. But he said, in my Father's house is many mansions. So God has laid up for us a mansion. Can you imagine a mansion God has already lie in wait for the saints of God that love him? I'm talking about the Bible. Give a description of your community up in heaven. God declared that there's three gates on the north, there's three gates on the south, three gates on the east, and three gates on the west. And it's pearl on each gate. I mean, a gigantic, can you imagine a big, huge, humongous pearl on each gate site? And the water is just crystal clear. You can even see your own image in that water. The streets there are paved in gold. I mean, a priceless painting of gold. And he said he had a mansion prepared just for the saints of God. Those that have lived an upright lifestyle before God and human down here on planet Earth. God has made ready a mansion for you there to receive you unto himself. And those that are living according to his standards. Would you want to live eternally with Christ Jesus? Or would you want to live in that city of unrest, that city of fire and brimstone? The Bible calls it a lake of fire. God calls it the bottomless pit, where there will be gnashing of the teeth, where there will be hollering, where there will be, where there will be no unrest. I don't wish anybody to go to hell. I don't even want you to go even to vacation in hell. I don't even want you to go there to even vacation, because the weather is never climate. The weather is of a heating element, and it's undesirable. It's unbearable, and it's also undesirable. It never rains. I think one songwriter said it best when he said that it never rains in California. I want you to know it never rains in hell either. God described it as the fiery furnace where the Son of Man and woman would spend the rest of their eternal life there. For the soul would not perish, and however the soul will burn, but it will not burn up, it will not disintegrate. The Bible says that the soul will burn forever and ever without an end in sight. This is the punishment. This is the city of hell. Some call it Hades, a place of darkness, a place of unrest. A place, hallelujah, that no one dare to go. I know that God has made a provision. And I know that certainly no one in their right mind wants to die and go to the city of hell. to suffer the punishment of hell. Because God has made provision. He made it available. And he's made it available to all of us to avoid hell and to know the blessings of the eternal life through Christ Jesus. And I just want you to know on tonight that you have a choice. You have two roads in which you can travel. You can travel in the city of heaven, or you can travel in the city of hell. It's your decision to make. That is your bottom line. But God is yet knocking at the door of your heart. He's waiting on you to open up the door and to offer him in. And he will enter in and sit down and sup with you and you with him. And you can make him your Lord and Savior. And he will live and place his spirit down inside of you. And you'll be a workman in his vineyard. You will go and tell the goodness of Jesus, how that you was once lost, but now you're found. How you was once blind, but now you see. I don't mean that you was blind by birth, but you was blind by sin. You was blinded by sin and shame. But God gave you eyes that you could see that you was a sinner and that you came to repentance. And I just want you to know tonight, listeners and friends and saints of God, you out there in digital radio land, you can choose today where you want to spend eternity. You want to spend it in into eternal darkness, of unrest, of gashing of the teeth? Or do you want to spend it in that land where we'll never grow old, where there'll be no more dying, there'll be no suffering, there'll be no more pain? And Jesus, he won't send anyone to do this job. God said that he himself will come and he will wipe all the tears from your and my eyes. And saints and friends, you that are listening out there in digital radio land, God will wipe all the tears from our eyes, and this will be the last time that you and I will have to shed a tear. Because after that, it will be nothing but joy, joy, joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. I tell you, we won't have to worry about nothing. We will just sit there and enjoy Jesus. We will sit there and just, sing with the heavenly angelic angels of how we made it over. You know, how we made it in. It might have been a hard road, as the old folks say, a hard road of hope. But God enabled us to make it in. I'm one of those that want to make it in, saints and friends. I don't want to lose my soul. I want to meet the man that loved me so much that he gave his life. He gave his life for me. And he didn't complain. He didn't complain at all. But saints of God, we have the victory. And we can say that through just the eyes of John. He said he has a vision of the reality of the forebears longed for and the object of our expectations, that we see a city who the builders and the maker is God. We see that in the book of Hebrews 11 and 10, we see the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, Revelation 21 and 2. So we hear a great voice assuring us that he who sent his only begotten son, God didn't have a second son or a third son, but God sent his only begotten son. His son was wrapped in human flesh and he dwelled among us. And that same God, he's going to come wrapped in glory with that new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to dwell with us. He come and he's going to wipe the tears from our eyes, his people, and he's going to destroy all the pain and sorrow that we ever had to encounter, even death. He's going to do away with death. Hallelujah. And we can sing that, hallelujah, trouble don't last always. And there's a bright side somewhere. Hallelujah. And yet that was words that gave our ancestors hope when hope was in short supply. And we're reminded that in, I think, Revelation 21, that if we don't stop striving to see that great day, saints of God, we will behold it. And we that will be a time when the troubles that have deemed us and that we have endured slavery, oppression, poverty, violence, hatred, segregation will be over. The struggle will be ended and we will join hands with others alike. In faith and triumphantly sing, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I hope and pray that the program has been a blessing to you on tonight. I hope that I've said something to inject your heart, to inspire your spirit, and to cause you to ponder on those thoughts. A Tale of Two Cities was our night sermon. Heaven and Hell. I would like you to make up in your mind tonight, which city are you striving for? Are you striving for that city of heaven? Or are you striving for that city of Jesus? It's your choice to decide what city you will spend your spiritual eternity. Until next week, we want you to join us again, Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been Old Ship of Zion. Your host has been Pastor Janice Ward of God's House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, in the city of Gilroy, in the state of California. If you would like to call in to leave any comments, if this program has been a blessing to you with your daily walk with Christ, we would like for you to dial this number. It's 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. Until next week, want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.
Yeah. time and a path of trouble. never grow.